Talk Radio for Catholic Life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Wake up, America. It's Tuesday, May 9th. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Morning Air as we begin day two of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverins and our studio producer, Sarah Tafoya. Thanks so much for joining us on this Tuesday morning across much of our great nation. First of all, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much to all of you who supported us yesterday on the first day of the Spring Pledge Drive. I always say it's not where you start, it's where you finish, but we got off to a pretty good start on day one. You are such a blessing, and of course, we cannot do it without you, our Relevant Radio family. As I've said so many times in the past, this is Relevant Radio's playoff week. I like to use the sports metaphor. Every day leads up to Game 7 on Friday, so we need your help, we need your support all week long. I know it's early in the morning, but we really need your help so that we can reach our goal of $3 million just to keep going for another 3 months by 5 p.m. on Friday afternoon Central Time. We're about 15% of the goal, so folks, we got a ways to go. Give Christ, give hope. We are looking for 40 people, 40 brothers and sisters to support our work during this 6 a.m. Central hour, and really, it's really a small number if you think about it. When you consider the number of people that are up and at them and listening early in the morning across our nation during this 6 a.m. hour. In fact, here in this month of Mary, let's give in honor of the upcoming feast of Our Lady of Fatima, our Blessed Mother Mary, who intercedes for us and always points us to her Son Jesus. This is what this is all about. It's about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We begin every hour here during the Pledge Drive with the powerful memorare prayer, invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to help us with this Pledge Drive and also for an end to abortion in our nation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn, and patroness of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit every single morning when we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. Jesus, I trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I want to bring in our Morning Air team, Glenn and Sarah. It was a pretty good start yesterday on day one to our spring pledge drive. We go at it again today here in day two.
Hey, we certainly do, John. And just like you said, it's kind of the playoffs here. If folks following the NBA or NHL playoffs this time of year, it's like the playoffs. For Relevant Radio, the number again, 877-291-0123. You know, especially in hockey, one of the features sometimes if a team gets in the playoffs and they're looking at anything that'll give them an advantage, anything that'll give them a little bit better luck. And one of those things is often growing a playoff beard, not shaving for the course of the playoffs. How about you, John? You got your playoff beard going this morning?
Oh, I got to tell you, I do love that tradition in the NHL of the playoff beard, but no, I am cleanly shaven this morning. I am wearing a throwback Relevant Radio shirt. It goes all the way back to the early days. Just a never-ending little reminder that we've been doing this for a long time. You know, we just celebrated our 20th anniversary of the first Relevant Radio show, which is us, Morning Air. Whenever I wear this, it always really reminds me of where we started and how far we've come and how we can't do it without our listeners.
No, absolutely. Absolutely not. Any playoff traditions for you there, Sarah?
Well, I haven't been growing any beards, if that's what you're trying to drive at. But I have let my hair grow a little.
I was assuming that wasn't it. I wasn't going to go there. So.
But I am been growing my hair out, so mostly because I've forgotten to get it cut. But I am planning to get it cut by the end of this month, so that would be after the pledge drive. So I guess maybe, I don't know if that'll bring us any luck. Gives me something to do in the morning because I have too many tangles. But, Glenn, how about you? I think you seem like you'd be a playoff beard guy.
You know, I think the accordion is my playoff luck right here. Because that just comes out at playoff time and not usually the rest of the time. Maybe we could get some advice from like a real pro athlete. Perhaps Harrison Butker might have some advice for us.
Harrison Butker, what a guy. You know, we had him on the show not too long ago. In fact, after he kicked the game-winning field goal for the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, he is just an outstanding professional athlete and a devout Catholic. In fact, this weekend, he gave the commencement speech at his alma mater at Georgia Tech. It was quite a speech, and we have a bit of that commencement speech by Harrison Butker we'd like to share with you this morning.
Our culture is suffering. We all see it. Studies have shown one of the many negative effects of the pandemic is that a lot of young adults feel a sense of loneliness, anxiety, and depression, despite technology that has connected us more than ever before. I'm not sure the root of this, but at least I can offer one controversial antidote that I believe will have a lasting impact for generations to come. Get married and start a family. Having kicked the game-winning field goal in both the AFC Championship and the Super Bowl, I have received a great deal of praise for these successes. And yet all of this happiness is temporary. And the truth is, none of these accomplishments mean anything compared to the happiness I have found in my marriage and in starting a family. My confidence as a husband and father, and yes, even as a football player, is rooted in my marriage with my wife, as we leave our mark on future generations by the children we bring into the world. How much greater of a legacy can anyone leave than that?
Harrison Butker, just an outstanding NFL player with just a great heart and a love for our Catholic faith, a great respect and love for marriage. And, we were so blessed to have him on the show. This guy is on a different level. You talk about raising your game during the playoffs. I mean, he is on a different level when it comes to the Catholic faith. And again, we just count our blessings that he was able to share his faith with us. And he did a great job this weekend with his alma mater at Georgia Tech with those words.
Oh, I tell you, some good wisdom there. Good wisdom there. And, in addition to saluting the frontline folks, the stars like that during the playoff, you get some guys that will say, I want to thank the folks behind the scenes, like the equipment managers, maybe the people that even do the washing of the socks. And you think, wow, they wash a lot of socks on a football team. I wonder if they ever lose any of those like we do at home. And there's even a day for that. There's a lost sock day, John.
Can you believe it? Today is National Lost a Sock a Day, and Sarah is smiling from ear to ear. Have you lost a few socks over the years?
Oh, I've lost so many socks, and I just hope that Inspector Cousseau can come and find some of them for us. We cannot find them anywhere. Oh, yeah, no, we're losing socks constantly in our house. You always find the one, and you're like, where does it go? We don't know where they're going. Does anyone have any ideas where these socks are sneaking off to?
I think the washing machines and the dryers, they eat them, and they just go into oblivion.
It could be that. No, it could be. It could be that. We don't know. If any listeners have any ideas of where these socks are getting off to, we would love to hear from it. So please call in. Give us an idea of what might be happening to these socks if you have a theory, because they are disappearing rapidly sometimes. Sometimes it's because you got a hole in one, you had to toss one out. But sometimes, I don't know, they're in the couch cushion. I mean, maybe they're going by all that lost change. I don't know if they have group meetings or something. We'll have to figure it out. We'll keep an eye out.
Is that what started the
socks.
Kids in wearing different unmatching socks?
That could have been it. That mismatch day because we can't find any.
The problem. Yeah.
That's what we got to do.
I never seem to throw.
I had to take my dryer apart once, You know, there were some areas of the house when we moved in that were not overly clean, you know, and I mean, it's been a while, so anything now is our fault. But, you know, I can blame the previous administration, like so many presidents like to do. But I took apart the drum and the dryer, and I didn't find socks, but there was a little bit of change and even a piece of macaroni that was, wow, like somewhere stuck under there.
Oh,
no socks, though. So I tried. I tried looking for socks. But no,
I started to say I never seem to throw away those socks that have the holes. I always think, you know, I'm going to get around to it one Sunday afternoon and sew it back together, and I just never do.
Yeah.
So
you're not going to do that, John. Just throw them out.
Exactly.
That's you don't need a collection of holy socks.
There you go.
Yeah, other holy socks, blessed socks are good, but yeah, blessed socks are good, but ones with holes, dump them. We don't need Swiss cheese socks.
All right. More on National Lost Sock Day coming up later in the show. We need to take a short break when Morning Air continues. Licensed independent clinical social worker Kim Morgan, a Catholic mom and pro-life advocate, is going to be with us to talk about an authentic perspective on motherhood as we get ready for Mother's Day this weekend. So stay with us. There's much more to come here on Morning Air after a word from Relevant Radio CEO Father Rocky.
This is Morning Air,
your home for faith, fun, and news in the morning.
On Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
And welcome back to Morning Air as we continue with day two of our Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's such a blessing to be with you here on this Tuesday morning. As we continue with, as we've been saying, this is our big week. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Morning Air Show. And, of course, you can email us with your thoughts or any story ideas. It's morningair@relevantradio.com. And our number, if you want to be part of the program, it's different from the donate number. It is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Now, Mother's Day is just around the corner, coming up this Sunday, May 14th. Our first guest this morning is going to talk about motherhood, what the world is telling women about modern motherhood, and what motherhood looks like today through a Catholic worldview, not only in lifestyle, but in practice. Joining us live from St. Louis, Missouri, is Kim Morgan to further discuss authentic motherhood from a Catholic perspective. Kim is a licensed independent clinical social worker, a Catholic wife and mom of six. She's a pro-life advocate and, of course, a regular contributor to Relevant Radio. Good morning, Kim. Thanks so much for joining us. It is really good to be with you here on day two of our Spring Pledge Drive.
Well, good morning. It's great to be with you and all of the Relevant Radio Morning Air team. It's a lovely day in St. Louis, and it's a great week to start thinking about Mother's Day.
It really is. And we have the joy of being able to share this platform of Relevant Radio and our Morning Air show to talk about things like authentic motherhood. What is the world telling women about modern motherhood?
I typically do not delve into social media that is contrary to teachings of the church. I typically don't read the magazines that are sitting in the checkout line. But recently, I had an occasion to pick up a couple of these media forms, and I realized that women are still being sold a bill of goods that just isn't true. Phrases like, they're being pushed back into the home by doing a more natural way of raising their children, natural breastfeeding, breastfeeding on demand, using eco-friendly diapers. And it's saying that this is stifling women, and that women are being told, well, you need time away from your kids because they'll just drive you, quote, crazy. And I started asking myself, why are they telling women these falsehoods? And what is our goal as mothers? So when we say, oh, I want to have a baby, do we want to have a baby just because it's cute and cuddly and we can put pictures up? Or do we really want to invest in creating a new human being that will know, love, and serve God, and that will ultimately get to heaven? And when we start thinking, really thinking before we even talk about conception, what our goal is as a mother, I think it really helps us realign and evaluate what we want our job to be. And sometimes if we're a very well-educated person, we've gone to college, we have a career, sometimes that means shifting gears and making things a little bit more fluid and flexible in our lives to take that time to help raise that child more directly than what we've ever done before. And it's more than being a housewife. It's being a very in-the-present mother.
Kim, why do you think that so many women in this day and age are working outside the home?
Well, again, I think they've been sold a bill of goods that financial independence, personal gain, not compromising for anyone or anything are the ultimate goals. And I think you can have a lot of financial gain and a lot of financial security when you do enter into a marital union and start raising the family, like we heard the sports in the hour before this. Starting a family is so important, and that family creates stability, and that family life is actually a beautiful and incredible life's work and vocation. And like I look at my job as a mom as going to work each day. When I go to my home office and I pay the bills and I plan menus and I do the things for my family, that's kind of my industry. And I think people have been told that that's not important. And because of that, we see the fallout, right? We see the fallout of the family falling apart and people not prioritizing their spouses or their children or what's happening inside the four walls where you sleep and eat. And instead, everything else is happening outside of there. Women today are starting to realize, I think, that that's not joy, that's not peace, that's not happiness, that what happens inside those walls is where we find the good, the true, and the beautiful in that family life. And yeah, it'll ebb and tide. Sometimes dad needs to stay home from work. Sometimes mom needs to stay home from work. Sometimes grandparents come in and help out. Sure, there's all kinds of ways this can look. But the idea that the number one priority is children and raising them healthy and functional and responsible, it should not be turfed to someone else outside the family unit.
Well, Kim, obviously, some moms out there have discovered the beauty and the joy of a traditional motherhood. How would you describe a traditional motherhood from a Catholic perspective?
From a Catholic perspective, it is spending as much time as possible prioritizing the kids, and often that means big sacrifices, financial sacrifices that you live a little more simply, sacrifices that you don't maybe do as many things outside the home, and often sharing the responsibility of raising the kids with, if not your spouse, your grandparents, aunts and uncles that help in this common goal. And then also having the time and influence of morals and values and the sacraments. The sacraments can be taught literally on a daily basis with children. And especially when we have that abundant time with them, we have more than an hour a week where we drop them off in the church building for some education. That education's great, not saying it's not, but we get a more in-depth ability to catechize our young people into the faith.
Kim, in the moments that we have left, if you can share with us your thoughts on what it means to be a domestic engineer, different than a housewife.
It is different than a housewife. I think people often stereotype the idea of a woman or a spouse staying home with the kids as being merely a housewife, somebody who cleans and cooks. Domestic engineer does a lot more than that. We plan events. We take care of the everyday needs of the household and the children and other family members. And it's a great honor and privilege because we have that family member's trust and their reliance on us as mothers to move forward in the household and to do more than just cook and clean. And again, it's also that educational and spiritual component that when we are home, we can teach our kids cool things. We have the ability to teach them things they can't learn in school or in books, just being kind of more present and hands-on. And, you know, it doesn't last forever. They grow up, and as a mother of adult children, my role has changed significantly, and it has morphed into something beautiful than I never imagined.
We'll have to leave it right there. Kim, thank you so much for being with us. Kim Morgan, licensed independent clinical social worker and, of course, a mom.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
And welcome back to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app as we continue with day two of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us on this Tuesday morning across much of our nation. And thanks again for all your support and your heart for our mission here at Relevant Radio of giving hope. We're looking for 40 people, 40 brothers and sisters in Christ to support our work here during this 6 a.m. hour. And I know it's early, but we really do need your help. Our power scripture, as we do every morning from the Playbook of Life, is from Matthew 6:21. Jesus the Lord says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." What is your treasure and what do you value the most? Your heart is connected to what you value the most. Our Lord Jesus Christ is our ultimate treasure. He is our hope. There's nothing more important than our faith in Christ, and our Lord wants all of your heart. We always pray with great confidence that prayer from the Chapel of Divine Mercy, "Jesus, I trust in you." Again, our number, if you want to be part of the conversation this morning, 888-914-9149. Now, all week, you've been hearing our theme for this spring pledge drive. You're going to continue to hear it the rest of the week, Give Hope. But the question is, what is hope? Why do we sometimes become discouraged or hopeless? And how can hope help us to persevere, especially when times are dark? Joining us live from New Jersey is longtime Morning Air contributor Gary Zimick to talk about authentic Christian hope. Gary Zimick is the author of several books, including his best-selling new book, his latest, When Your Days Are Dark, God Is Still Good. He speaks frequently at parishes and conferences across the U.S. You can sign up for Gary's daily email reflections, see his speaking schedule, or arrange to bring him to your parish by visiting his website, followingthetruth.com. Good morning, Gary. We can continue to say Happy Easter. Thanks so much for joining us. It's always great to be with you, especially here during this spring pledge drive.
John, thank you so much. Great to be with you. And I'm so glad you said Happy Easter. Yes, we can continue to celebrate the risen Lord because he's the one who gives us hope. Amen, brother?
Amen. And congratulations on your new book. In fact, I have a copy here, right here in studio. And all wow. I need is your John Hancock on the inside.
Oh, man. We'll have to make that happen one day, John. I'm really excited about the book. The Lord has blessed this project. It debuted at number one in the Catholicism category at Amazon. It's the first time that's ever happened to me, so I'm very grateful. That, you know, and this ties in perfectly that I'm here because the book is all about hope, the hope that Jesus can bring.
Absolutely. Before we talk about hope and talk more about your book, you know, you've been with us so many times over the years during these pledge drives. For any new listeners that may be plugged in here early here this morning, why should our listeners continue to bring Christ, to bring hope to the world, especially here in the Easter season and during this month of Mary?
You know, John, I'm really glad you asked that, and I'm always privileged when you and very grateful that you'll have me on. You have me on for these pledge drives. It is so important to support the mission of Relevant Radio, and I'm not just saying that as a guest. I'm saying that as a listener. When I turn on Relevant Radio, there's something special that happens. I'm connected with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I turn it on the radio, and I receive hope, the hope that I need to get through the day. And, John, you hear a lot of times, and this is a true statement, sometimes the media is not telling us the truth. We don't know what to believe. Who do I believe? Who is telling me the truth? When I turn on Relevant Radio, I get the truth of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, the life. Everything I hear is the authentic truth. And what does the truth do? The truth brings hope. Hope to go forward knowing that Jesus is with us always. So I'm so glad to be a small part of what you do here. And I would encourage anyone listening, to keep this message going, you can have such an incredibly important part in giving hope to someone who just may be hopeless today and who happens to turn on relevant radio and gets the hope they need through Jesus.
Well, I so much appreciate your encouragement. You always bring a hopeful message. Can you share with us what exactly is Christian hope?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked me that because I do want to talk about that. We hear a lot about hope, John. I'm a sports fan. I'm a Philly guy, even though I live in New Jersey. I hope that my 76ers are going to beat the Celtics in the playoffs. I don't know if that's going to really happen, but I hope that. But Christian hope is something different. I'm going to give you the definition right from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Hope is the theological virtue by which we desire and expect from God both eternal life and the grace we need to attain it. I like that definition, but to even put it more simply, hope is the belief. And it's a virtue that's given to me at baptism and enables me to believe that God's going to give me what I need, which is the grace, to have a relationship with him, to become holy, and to live with him forever in heaven. There really is nothing more important than that, and I'm so glad that we receive that virtue of hope when we're baptized.
Well, I guess the question for some folks is, if we do receive this virtue of hope when we are baptized, why then do some folks get so discouraged and feel so hopeless?
Yeah, and it does happen. I honestly think that we lose sight of how that hope trickles down into our day-to-day lives. And you know the deal with me. So much of my ministry is focused on helping people break free from anxiety by embracing a relationship with Christ. I think that we lose sight of the fact that if God's going to give me the grace to make it to heaven, an imperfect sinner that I am, if he's going to do that, he also will give me the grace to deal with whatever problem I face and be able to experience peace in the midst of it. So whatever I'm suffering today, whatever difficulties, whatever challenges that I am about to face this day, he's going to give me what I need. And that's what hope, that's how that hope trickles down into our day-to-day lives. And if we forget that, if we don't focus on that, we're going to become discouraged. We might even despair or become hopeless. But the main thing is to focus on the Lord. He is risen. That's why I'm so glad you started this interview by saying Happy Easter. We celebrate the Easter season for 7 weeks because it's so important to recognize Jesus is risen. And he can give me what I need today.
He is risen, and Christ is our hope. And that's something that we are talking about all week long. And we have to always remember that he is our hope. Our Blessed Mother Mary points us to Christ, who is our hope. What can we do? Can you give us some practical advice on what we can do to strengthen our hope?
Well, John, one great thing we can do, and it's so appropriate to say it this week, is to turn on relevant radio and listen to the message that you proclaim, which is essentially the gospel. So by listening, by reading the gospels, by reading about the life of Jesus, by receiving the Eucharist as often as we can, by going to confession frequently, these things are going to help us. And of course, prayer is going to help us to connect with the Lord, who is going to give us the hope that we need.
I think that if we tap in to the Holy Eucharist, to confession, to the Word of God, that will inspire us and will give us that hope that we all want. I want to invite our listeners, if you want to share your experience of real Christian hope or perhaps overcoming hopelessness, we're taking your calls for a longtime Morning Air contributor and Catholic speaker and author, Gary Zimek, at 888-914-9149. We need to take a short break as we continue our conversation with Gary. Stay with us. We'll be back with more after this miracle moment.
This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope. Coming alive.
And welcome back to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Indeed, it is a new day. I'm John Morales. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our conversation about authentic Christian hope with longtime Morning Air contributor and Catholic speaker, author, and radio host Gary Zimek. Gary, what kind of advice do you have for someone who feels hopeless here this morning?
You know, John, I think the best thing I could offer to somebody who feels hopeless, and I know somebody listening does feel hopeless about their situation, maybe about the country, maybe about the world, whatever it is. There's so many reasons to feel hopeless right now. I would say just remember a couple of things. Number one, with God, all things are possible. And if you need proof of that, first of all, you guys are offering proof of that every day. You're offering proof that God is bigger than the world and that he can and still does perform miracles. You know, people need to know that. But I would say open up the Gospels and look through the Gospels, read about the life of Jesus Christ, and read through some of the miracles that he performed. I think that nothing increases our hopefulness and gives us hopefulness in the midst of almost despair. Nothing increases and restores it like reading about the miracles of Jesus Christ and then remembering that he is indeed risen from the dead. He's not in the tomb anymore. He is alive. He is real. And if he performed miracles 2,000 years ago, he can do them today. And I would say, you know, if you are struggling with discouragement, with hopelessness right now, remember that your life can change in an instant. And I would say that whenever you bring the Lord into your problems, into the messiness of your life, I promise you things will get better, not always externally. Sometimes the circumstances remain, but certainly internally, and your hope's going to be restored by having that focus on Jesus Christ, on the fact that he's alive, on the fact that he loves you, and on the fact that he can perform a miracle in your life today, even if it's a miracle, an internal miracle that happens inside of you.
And Gary, miracles do happen every day. And one of the biggest miracles is the Holy Eucharist, which the risen Lord left for us. And we can still receive the Lord, body, blood, soul, and divinity every day to give us that strength, to give us that hope. And I know that that is something that you have talked about and even written about in your latest book, When Your Days Are Dark, God is Still Good. Share a little bit about your book with us.
You know, John, thank you for letting me do that. The book, and this, again, the timing is perfect. The book is all about hope. I wanted to write this book. Actually, I didn't want to write the book. But as I went around speaking, I've been in full-time ministry for 11 years, trying to give hope to people who might be feeling hopeless, trying to lift them from the burden of their anxieties and help them to enter into a deeper relationship with Jesus. I didn't want to write the book because I was intimidated. I was kind of afraid to do it. Because I had this conversation with the Lord saying that, Lord, I know this book needs to be written, but I don't think I have what it takes. But eventually he convinced me that he's going to give me the words. This book is designed to lead readers into the Bible. I didn't want to just look for this silver lining in a cloud and give my opinion on, well, here's how God can bring good out of this cancer situation or this financial difficulty. I wanted to look into the Bible. So what I did was, I found 14 stories of God conclusively, I mean, this is the Holy Spirit speaking through the pages of Scripture, working good in very bad situations with the goal of leading the reader, somebody who's reading the book, somebody who's feeling hopeless, to look at these stories, to look at these miracles, to look at God working bad, good in very bad situations and say, well, if he did it in the past, he can do it in my life. And that's what the book is all about. And this book has been really highly anticipated. I'm really flattered that so many people are really excited about this book. It's getting a lot of interest, and I'm excited to speak more about it and to get out on the road and start leading parish missions about the message in the book. I just want to give hope to people, John, who are maybe feeling hopeless.
Well, Gary, in the intro of your book, you really set the tone, beginning with a verse from St. Paul's letter in Romans 8:28. We know that in everything God works for good for those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Can you talk about keeping an eternal perspective, understanding God's divine providence when things go wrong?
Yeah, that verse, I've used that verse frequently. And in fact, that verse inspired a question from somebody at one of my talks who really got me to write this book. Paul knows it. He knows that in everything God works for good, but we don't always know it. So that's why I wanted to look into the Bible and find stories of God working good so that people like me can start to know it as much as Paul knows it. You don't always have to feel it, but like Paul, we can know through faith that God can bring good out of this mess, whatever it may be. That's the goal of the book. That's the message that Paul has, and that is an incredibly powerful verse, Romans 8:28.
Well, it's a powerful message in your book, and perhaps it's a great gift for Mother's Day coming up this week. And where can our listeners learn about your new book?
John, the easiest place is to go right to my website, which is followingthetruth.com.
Gary, as always, really appreciate you being with us. Many blessings on your book and all your work out there, inspiring and bringing hope to so many people. Thanks again.
Thank you, John. I can't thank you guys enough for what you do at Relevant. You're in my prayers.
Many blessings to you. Gary Zimek, longtime Morning Air contributor, best-selling author of When Your Days Are Dark, God Is Still Good. And now it is time once again for another edition of Glenn Story Corner.
Pick another classic here about giving during the pledge drive. Our story today called Suspended Coffee. We enter a little coffee house with a friend of mine to give our order. While we're approaching our table, two people come in and they go to the counter. Five coffees, please. Two of them for us and three suspended. They pay for their order, take the two, and leave. I ask my friend, what are these suspended coffees? My friend says, wait for it and you'll see. Some more people enter. Two girls ask for one coffee each, pay and go. The next order for seven coffees, made by three lawyers, three for them and four suspended. While I still wonder what's the deal with these suspended coffees, I enjoy the sunny weather and the beautiful view toward the square in front of the cafe. Suddenly a man dressed in shabby clothes who looks like a beggar comes in through the door and kindly asks, do you have a suspended coffee? It's simple. People pay in advance for coffee meant for someone who cannot afford a warm beverage. The tradition with the suspended coffees started in Naples, but it's spread all over the world. In some places, you can order not only a suspended coffee, but also a sandwich or a whole meal. Luke 6:35 says, but love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you'll be sons of the Most High, for He's kind even to the ungrateful and selfish.
As always, thanks so much, Glenn. Coming up next hour here on Morning Air, you're going to hear the powerful conversion story of a Catholic mom who shared with me how Relevant Radio was her church and catechist after she heard the teachings on John 6 on the Holy Eucharist here on Morning Air. Stay with us. There is much more to come in the final hour of Morning Air as we continue our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive.